Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
I win the races and I get the money.
Crash Gladys.
The sassy laffy with the classy jaffy.
And Statman.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Here's the Freaks.
Woo! 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 Ow!
How you doing, Freak Nation? You got Kenny Sargent, Crash Gladys, Stat Man from the Lucas Oil Studios, 2 hours of Speed Freaks. And again, we will have your NASCAR Cup winner from Atlanta, Brad Keselowski, checking in about 15 minutes. He'll be joining the Freaks. Also, Matt Hagan, NHRA Funny Car winner from not only Phoenix, but Pomona. Yep, he's the only dude who's won Funny Car this year. And he's got a big-ass points lead. He's going to be joining us. Coming up in the show sometime as well. If you follow us on Twitter, we got a poll out there for you at Speed Freaks. And simply asking you, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Las Vegas is close to getting a second NASCAR Cup race. What race would you like to see SMI dump for Sin City? Kentucky, Texas, Charlotte, New Hampshire, and with a 10% lead, 35% over 25% with Kentucky, we're looking at New Hampshire. Yeah, man.
That's what I just voted.
Yeah. Statman, who would you vote in that? Kentucky, Texas, Charlotte, or New Hampshire?
Kentucky. Kentucky, 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 Kentucky.
Hold on. Doesn't Kentucky only have one date right now anyway?
And?
They're going to take a date away from a track that has two dates. New Hampshire does not deserve two dates. They're racing within 6 weeks of each other. The weather's not really that good up there. I love the track, but I don't like the product that it brings for NASCAR. So ditch New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is Boston. you gotta get markets. Kentucky is Kentucky. Maybe Cincinnati, but Kentucky is Kentucky. The people in Kentucky don't want to be in Kentucky.
Snap.
Again, vote at Speed Freaks on Twitter. We're giving you four choices. And really, it's got to be an SMI track, meaning a Bruton Smith track, because Las Vegas is a Bruton Smith owned track. NASCAR does not own that track. NASCAR owns other tracks, yes. But Bruton Smith would have to give up one of his races. Remember, he's got two races in Charlotte, two races in Texas, one race in Kentucky, and two races in New Hampshire, Crash Gladys.
I completely lost my train of thought.
All right.
Oh, it was something to do with New Hampshire. Go.
Okay. Again, Brad Keselowski will be joining us here in the Speed Freaks pits in the Lucas Oil Studios. Dude steals an Atlanta Cup win from Kevin Harvick. I think Kevin Harvick is still leading the race, but again, he lost the damn thing because he got a little heavy-footed going into the pits and lost that freaking race. In fact, Kevin Harvick said this: I just made a mistake that I preach all the time that you don't need to make and beat yourself. And then you go out there and make yourself instead of following all the things you preach. That part is hard for me to swallow. The good part about it is our Ford has been really fast. We didn't know what we were going to have when we got in here. Had a great weekend. You're damn straight you did, Harvick. Statman, I didn't see one car that could sniff the rear end of Kevin Harvick other than on the restarts.
He passed who knows how many cars coming back. They said he started at 35th, but I think he started in the top 20. But he ended up like in the top 10. He was passing cars like they were standing still. The best part about this whole thing is that it threw another piece of humble pie at the guy who used to blame everything on his pit crew.
Can't do that here.
No, you can't, man. And think about this, Freak Nation. Again, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. The website, speedfreaks.tv. Think about this. Right now, after the second Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race of the season, look who's picking up the reel right about now. In the 25th spot, it's Kyle Busch, 55 points out of first place. Jimmy Johnson, 32nd. And
oh, my.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.,
33rd. Michael Waltrip is ahead of Jimmy Johnson and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
And he only raced one race?
Yes.
Well, there it is, folks. Stage racing. What do you think?
How about that?
Points available three times in a race.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to watch Jimmy Johnson come from 32nd spot to win his 8th championship this year.
Oh, you calling your shot?
Yeah, I'm calling my damn shot. What's wrong with that, Crash? You got a problem with me calling my shot?
No, I don't. But you really think Jimmy Johnson's going to get 8 this year?
Well, then let me just do this, man. This just in from the Speed Freaks news desk. Kenny Sargent calls his shot. Jimmy Johnson working his way out of the 32nd spot, 2 races into the Cup Series, to win his 8th series championship. Back to you, Ken.
Nobody has won 8 titles in NASCAR. You think Jimmy Johnson's going to do it after this piss poor of a season start and do it also in this new format? You're high.
Crasher, put it out there on Twitter. You tell, now don't say this, but I'm going to say it. We don't put it out on Twitter because there are some folks out there in Kentucky, Statman's favorite part of the country, that are going to get offended by what I say. Kiss my ass if you don't think Jimmy Johnson is going to win his number 8.
I'm putting it out.
Put it out there right now.
Okay.
Put it out there right now. Jimmy Johnson will win his market, Statman, the 5th of March. Jimmy Johnson will win his 8th NASCAR Cup Series championship, even though dude is sitting in the 32nd spot. Right now, 2 races into it.
I can't that believe.
Can you deny that?
I can't believe somebody beat me to it. You know, I mean, I was just trying to be patient. It's going to be fun watching him come from nowhere to win this championship. I'm giving him a championship. I'll be on that bandwagon. I'll ride shotgun with you. Yeah, there you go.
Look at both of us, man.
Damn.
Shots fired from Statman and Crasher and, no, Statman and no, Kenny no. and Crasher. What did you say about Jimmy Johnson?
Who, me?
Yeah. Why didn't you say he couldn't
I just
do it?
Don't think he's going to win number 8 this year, the first year in this new format of stage racing. I mean, I guess if any crew could do this miraculous comeback, it would be Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus, his crew chief. But I just don't see it happening. Fords have started off so strong. We know the strength of Toyotas. I just think it's, I can't call it. It's too early. Way
Crash, wait a minute. Crash, let me throw this at you. You're a woman. You're the only woman in this conversation. You look at that beard that Johnson has, and you're going to tell me that he can't, if he can grow a beard like that, he can't win a championship this year?
I'm not a beard fan whatsoever by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, you just furthered my argument.
Wait. Okay. All right.
Speaking of, did anybody notice Matt Kenseth's beard and really how he should not be wearing a freaking beard? And we know he's got a tube or something going on.
But oh, come on.
What?
Really?
I love me some Matt Kenseth. Don't get me wrong. But it looks like dude, he's got that hair club for men. Beard going too. It's like he's spraying the freaking boxer brown. I have no idea what I'm trying to say here. He's got some color on that beard. Like, come on, Matt, don't be wearing a beard if you can't wear a beard, Holmes.
Our former co-host did the same thing, coloring his beard.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, I colored my sideburns for television until I thought, you know what? Screw this. Just cut your damn sideburns, you dumb bastard.
Then don't make fun of somebody who's coloring their facial hair.
Why not?
If you did it yourself.
I color my damn hair, Crash. I can make fun of it. I can do that. I mean, Statman can't grow any damn hair. You think he's going to make fun of it?
There you go. See? I mean, I'm not coloring my hair. I mean, I'd let it. That, remember the bet I had with Brian Herta years ago? I had to let it grow on a motorcycle trip just to find out what color it was going to be and where it was going to be. You know? I mean, You got to do these things sometimes. I'm still stuck on this Jimmy Johnson beard. That's the baddest beard in all of sports. And
what?
He triggered the whole beard growth in NASCAR. Everybody looked at him at the press days probably and decided, if he can do it, I can do it. Maybe that's how he got 7 championships. Anybody can push out that kind of beard can push out championships.
Kyle Busch, who slamming his Goodyear tires after the Daytona 500. Of course, according to Kyle Busch, the tires made him wreck. Well, a little bit of karma comes back and hits Kyle Busch, not from Kyle Busch, but none other than, according to NASCAR.com's Kenny Bruce, he reports that a fan was in the garage Sunday morning and stepped on a pan of used oil, spilling it all over a couple of tires of Kyle Busch's Joe Gibbs car's tires.
By the way, Goodyear came back last week and said, no, it was not a deflation issue on our end. So just to insert that into the story.
Got it.
So do you think Goodyear was behind this fan stepping on the oil? I'm kidding.
Wait, hold on a second now. Listen, Statman hasn't dropped into a conspiracy theory in about 7 days. Could this be a conspiracy, Statman?
I'm stuck on the fact that guess whose car didn't pass tech after he won the Xfinity race in Atlanta? The same guy who tried to throw Goodyear under the bus. And is any reason why he's not in the 30s now in points?
25th.
He'll be in the 30s after next event.
He'll be joining Jimmy Johnson and Dale Jr., you're saying?
No, Johnson will leave him there.
Well, Freak Nation, you know who just might be sitting back in the 30s? Our very good friend, A.J. Allmendinger, faces a 35-point penalty. And his crew chief, Randall Burnett, faces a 3-race suspension and $65,000 fine because not one, not two, but 3 lug nuts were not secure on Allmendinger's car at the end of today's Atlanta race. Allmendinger, dude finished 3rd last week in Daytona, was 26th on Sunday. He's 11th in the standings right now, but a 35-point penalty would drop the dude to 35th in the standings. He would be the first driver, Statman, penalized for having 3 lug nuts not secure. And as we know, NASCAR views this as a horrible error in an attempt to skirt the rules, creating safety issues.
Well, it is a safety issue. Wheel falls off. Come on.
But the whole – and again, screw the safety, really. It's – they – just know trying to put 3 lug nuts on versus 5. Is it 5 or 6?
It's 5.
I thought it was 5. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Again, putting 3 lug nuts versus 5 may cut off a third of a second.
Well, no, we're not saying they don't put them on. We're saying they were loose.
Ah.
3 of the 5 were loose.
Got it. Okay.
So they don't completely tighten them, and it saves maybe a half a second, maybe a full second. I don't know.
Well, there you go. A.J. Allmendinger, definitely a friend of the Freak Nation. Atlanta is considering a repave after today's race, but it may put it on hold due to many drivers and fans like myself. You got a dude like Kevin Harvick who's running away with the race, but whose rear end continue to make its way down and up over that yellow line. Are you kidding me? The way these guys were having to race these cars today?
Yeah, and there's a lot. I mean, obviously, tires were a big factor today. Fresh tires meant just bad fast speeds out there to make some really good passing. But, yeah, don't. When a track gets character like Atlanta had today, oh, my God, that's when you don't want to repave it. And that's what drivers are saying. They're saying, please don't. Give us a couple more tries.
I felt the same way about Daytona 2 or 3 years ago when it got the potholes. Leave that there, man. Make that part of the course.
Oh, wait. Now, that's a bit much.
What are you talking about, Crasher?
You want to turn a super speedway oval into a road course potholes?
Hey, I got potholes on I-10 that I got to dodge in a car that cost a 16th of what they're driving. Come on, damn it.
If we have to do it at drastically reduced speeds, they have to.
Statman, and what I liked about today's race is you'll have your Mike Joy, more importantly, Waltrip or Jeff Gordon, who point out, like, that car's loose, or look at the rear end of that car. A lot of times I don't see it because I don't have that eye of a driver. Today, Statman, I saw these cars and how loose they were.
These guys were driving today. I don't know what was wrong with the track, whether there was a tunnel or a bump or something, but they were all over the track. They were counter steering. I agree with you. They were doing some serious driving today, but none of them could catch Harvick. until he pulled Juan Pablo and sped in the pit lane. And
it was. It was a Juan Pablo brickyard move.
Yeah.
It was.
All right, Freak Nation, Crash Gladys, Pit News and Notes brought to you by good friends at Continental Tire. You log on to ContinentalTire.com to find the righteous rubber for your righteous ride. That's ContinentalTire.com.
Speaking of Juan Pablo, there are some people that are still not aware that Juan Pablo will not be on the IndyCar grid next weekend when the IndyCar season kicks off at St. Pete. Nope. Juan Pablo Montoya did not get a full-time ride for the 2017 season. He will be racing the Indy 500 with Team Penske, but that's it. That's all.
Maybe you'll be in Global Rallycross.
Global Rallycross, that's right. Sticking with IndyCar real quick. Rumors are starting to surface that, will IndyCar, when their TV contract expires at the end of next year, will they go to one and one only TV partner? That's starting to come out. All right, let's talk to my favorite story on the weekend. We'll get to NASCAR. We'll get to Supercross. But the Mint 400 was this weekend, and it's a little bit earlier than normal. Typically, it's about mid-March.
What is the Mint 400,
Crash? The Mint 400 is arguably one of the most storied off-road races right outside of Las Vegas. So lots of people come in. It's an easy race to get to. It's typically three or four laps of a 100-mile or more off-road track. Big off-road circle in the desert. Jay Leno won this weekend in his class. He was driving with Jerry Zaden and Ryan Millen in one of the smaller classes, but how cool is that? Jay freaking Leno took home a Mint 400 trophy. This entire weekend for the Mint 400 is going to be featured on one of Jay Leno's garages coming up. And Rob McCracken, a guy who's been trying to win the Mint 400 since 1984. He's one of the madmen in off-road. Multiple championships, over 200 wins. Yeah, take that, Richard Petty fans. Dude has a huge off-road resume, but never had a Mint 400 win until this weekend. Rob McCracken, congratulations. Finally, got the monkey off your back. You got a Mint 400 win. Supercross was up in Toronto. Zach Osborne taking the Light Series. Eli Tomac with the big boys. And NASCAR, we've been talking about it most of the first segment. Christopher Bell in trucks. Kyle Busch in Xfinity. Oops, didn't pass post-race tech. Brad Keselowski in, I said Cup. Should I say Monster Energy Cup Series? Okay, whatever. Brad Keselowski, though, coming up next in the Speed Freaks Bits.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Howdy, my name's Jeff. I'm from the Show Me State, Missouri. We process coconuts. Got a patent? Turns out nothing better for soaking up the wet stuff. It's used on fire trucks, used on farms. One day a cat's walking around the plant, nature called, picks a spot in our product, shows me it's a better kitty litter. Cat spot is what we call it. Different, all natural, dust free, earth friendly, zaps cat urine smell. Hey, it's guaranteed. Scoop it and stir it daily. End of the month, toss it in your lawn, put it in your garden. It's not like those clay or silica litters that clog up all the landfills to the tune of about 8 billion pounds a year. Hey, you won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. For what you do.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Brick Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's V-R-O-O-M.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com, you find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle-free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com, V-R-O-O-M. com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Hey baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Hey baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker and this happens all the time.
You're back with the Freaks on a Sunday night. Kenny Sargent, Crash Gladys, Statman, and of course this guy, VK, Brad Kozlowski, joining the Freaks. And VK, you've been coming to the Freak Nation a long, long time. And you've been in that situation where Kevin Harvick has the thing wrapped up, and then all of a sudden the son of a gun is snatched up from underneath you, and it's the race win is given to somebody else. Can you kind of walk us through what Kevin Harvick and his team may be going through right now?
Well, I don't know what Kevin's thinking, but I know what I think when that happens to me, and it sucks. But you know, when you win races like this, that it's kind of like it made up for that one, right? And that's how it's going to go. I'm going to have a race this year, I'm sure, where we're going to lead a bunch of laps, dominate, and it's going to fall apart at the end, and it's going to suck. And when I do, I'm going to get back, and I'm going to think about it when I'm at night, trying to go to bed at night. And I'm going to remember tonight here in Atlanta, where we weren't the most dominant car, but we're able to put everything together at the end and bring it home. And that's just part of how the sport works.
And you actually had a conversation with your crew chief where you guys could have been at odds with each other during that race, where you basically both, what it sounds like, talked yourself off the ledge and said, guys, we win and lose as a team.
Yeah, well, you do. It's really that simple. This is a hard sport to win at. And you're not going to win by yourself. Drivers don't win races. Teams win races. And you always got to keep that in perspective, or at least I feel like you do.
Brad Kozlowski, one thing Harvick said in his post-race interview that didn't make a lot of sense to me. He said the pit lane here in Atlanta, you're going through there, it's a little bit bumpy, and you don't really know always where you're at speed-wise. Is that true? Is there nothing on your dash that can show you that you're exactly 50 miles an hour or above or beyond?
Well... I don't know if I want to speak exactly for Kevin and what he means, but I can tell you that, you know, the tools that you have in the car are more of an approximation, and they're not perfect. They don't hold a consistent number, so you're left kind of making guesses. And I think that's what he was alluding to. I know that's how I feel in the car. And so trying to maintain a pit road speed is very difficult for sure.
The Atlanta Cup winner Brad Kozlowski is in the Speed Freaks pits. Brad, you've won races before you had a family, before the children. Now you're winning races with children. The emotions must be a lot different when you have kids involved in your career.
You know, it always means more when you can celebrate it with family. You guys know it yourself. It's anything you do with family is more special, and it lasts longer. The highs are higher, the lows can be lower, that's for sure. But I'm very thankful. So, you know, I lived a large part of my life without having a wife or kids. And, you know, I just now got married. I'm 33 years old. So I feel like a very fortunate man.
You know, this year, 2017, is it the new Monster sponsorship? Is it stage racing? Or is it just that you got to be a married man to get into Victory Lane this year?
Well, if Dale Jr. wins next week, you're going to know the story behind that one.
Brad Keselowski joining the Freaks, and when you've got a family such as you that you have, and you have a number of drivers that do have families, and there was always a knock against drivers that would have families and children and how it kind of took the edge off of them as a driver. Has it taken the edge off of you as a driver?
I think you're just happier. You know, the schedule is a grind. I'm very thankful for what I do and opportunities I have, but you know, your time with your family is your time that helps you relax and gain some perspective. And I don't know if how to describe that to someone that doesn't have a family, but I think those that have one probably understand that.
Yeah, Brad Keselowski, spot on with that. When you have those a two-year-old with two eyes looking up at daddy, I don't give a damn how rough you can be. It does take the edge off, and in a good way, Brad.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Same thing with her mama, too.
But yeah, baby, saying all the right things. I'm loving this interview. You know, does your daughter Scarlett, she probably doesn't get the whole thing of racing yet. She's only two, but does she understand go, 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 daddy?
You know, that's a good question. She's learning so much every day. She understands go to the racetrack with daddy. But I don't know if she understands the racing thing yet, but believe me, she's getting a crash course education.
Are you fully embracing this segment racing? Do you fully understand it? Do you like where it's going at this point?
I do. I think it added something to the race today that it wouldn't have existed before. And I think that's a good thing in general. I think it puts emphasis earlier in the race. I know that I had an issue in the second segment that I had to recover from. And driving through the field, I felt the increased sense of urgency to try to get spots. Where before that, I might have taken it a little bit easier and let the race come to it.
And what was it about Atlanta? You'd never won at Atlanta.
You know, we just haven't been able to put it together. We had one opportunity to win here, or two opportunities with really fast cars in 13 and 14. And we blew up in 13 and got caught up in a wreck in 14. And those were real bummers. But this year we were able to bring a fast car and just not have any bad luck. And we'll take it.
Brad Keselowski, joining the Freaks. Buddy, continue to celebrate. Thank you for joining the Freak Nation, man.
We're going to keep on going. Thank you, guys.
And you look at a guy like BK when he rolls in the Freak Nation, what he's been through. He was a pariah for a couple of seasons for getting into it with Carl Edwards, getting into it with Tony Stewart, punk kid, punk driver this. What does he do 3 or 4 years ago? Goes out and wins himself a championship and is now one of the most dominating drivers out there. One of the top five dominating drivers that could, would you say, Stat, Crash, one of the top five drivers that could win any race?
Yes, I would say he's that big of a threat. Absolutely, Stat.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly a threat. I was just thinking of all the trouble he caused in the Busch Series or Nationwide, whatever it was called then, and the problems he had with the social media at Daytona 1 year when he texted out some stuff with the car during a red flag. But the one thing that really hit me, and I might because I'm an old prude or whatever, but this is the second time that he's been involved in winning. When he won his championship, they gave him almost a beer drip in Victory Lane. And now today when he won, they gave him a huge can of beer. I know that's one of his sponsors, but I just don't like equating that so quickly between drinking beer and driving fast. That's just not that's not a good connection to make.
You feel the same way when Formula One starts popping the top on champagne?
Well, champagne is different because it's a victory celebration, but standing by the car, if in Formula One they got out of the car and before they even went to the weigh-in, they pulled a beer out and swigged some beer, I would think that. I just don't think, especially in America, maybe one of the five things that are desperately wrong with America is driving and alcohol. So yeah. I think that the making that connection, I know it's his sponsor and he's connected with it, but I just don't think he should get out of the car and the first thing he'd do is give him a can of beer.
Yeah, but you just said the champagne was, it's in Victory Lane because it's a celebratory drink. That's what his beer was,
a sponsored celebratory drink. A half hour later versus 2 minutes out of the car. To me, it just seems like it's a very different thing.
It's sponsorship, though. I agree. It sends an awkward message.
I understand that completely.
I'm okay with sponsors.
I understand that completely, but there needs to be, when you are in a country that 40,000 people a year are killed by drunk driving accidents or accidents connected with alcohol, and the 2 minutes out of a car when the guy's driving at 200 miles an hour, you give him a can of beer and he swigs it. I just think that there's got to be some separation there.
That's a difficult one, because I can imagine there are a lot of people agreeing with what Statman is saying, especially if you're one who is a loved one who has lost somebody due to a drunk driver.
Yeah, it hit me.
It's tough for me to separate right now, but I absolutely see the argument.
It hit me today when I was looking at it, and it just, it really got me. And I haven't lost anybody that I know of that were connected with drunk driving. But I know that drunk driving, when you have something that kills 30,000 people a year, and let's not even go into guns, when you have 30,000 people a year dying because of alcohol-related accidents, then the first thing you do when somebody wins a car race is give them some alcohol. I just think that's a bad message. At least wait until he gets up on the stand and they start taking the pictures and the hat dance and all the things that they do in Victory Lane. But to be 2 minutes out of the car and give him a beer and he starts swigging it on top of he won the championship and they gave him like a huge glass of beer. Remember that? It was a.
We all laughed at that.
Yeah, that was funny. But to continue to make this connection, I think is a bad connection to make, and it's bad optics. That's the word they use nowadays. It's bad optics for the sport, I believe.
But isn't it a slippery slope that regardless if it's 5 minutes out of the car drinking an alcoholic beverage or 30 minutes up on the podium, that it's still an alcoholic beverage associated with driving?
No, I don't think it's a slippery slope, especially when it's separated by some time. It is a sponsor, and the sponsors, they're paying millions of dollars to be associated with him. Let him be associated a little further out of the car. I mean, they have rules that govern this thing. When Winston sponsored NASCAR, they didn't let guys drive the car until they were 18. When they have rules that govern some of this stuff. I've been involved in rallying when they had champagne sprays, and we had to change it because the guys who won it were not a legal age in the state that they won. So we had to give them cider instead of champagne. So yeah, there are rules that govern this kind of thing, and the optics of getting him out of the car and immediately giving him a can of beer and letting him swig it is, to me, was just, and the more I talk about it now, the more firm I am in this position. There needs to be some change in that.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sarge at Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. What do you think, Freak Nation? Hit us up on Twitter at Speed Freaks. We got phones for you to dial. Listener call in line, of course, is 800-878-7529, 800-878-7529. Are you a Statman? Kind of strange watching a dude hop out of the car and pop a top and then go about his business? Are you? You got something to say? 800-878-7529, of course, on Twitter
at Speed Freaks. Statman, I just think after they win the damn race, to, instead of dropping the flag from the flag stand, you just drop them a big old 16-ounce, a big old 40, and let them hold that big-ass 40 can in the car and drive around the track.
Well, that's what he did. That's what he did when he won the championship. That was almost a 40-ounce glass that they gave him.
And the post-interviews were also kind of proof of that, as he was very jovial and a little bit slurridge.
Well, okay, now here you go. Now we're wading into it.
Oh, no.
And now we're wading into it, all right? Think about this. All right, let's say Jamie McMurray gets out of the car. And he starts gnawing on a big-ass 1,300-calorie Big Mac.
That's horrible food.
See there?
That's bad for
you. Or Joey Logano gets out, and he starts swigging a kidney, liver, rot-gutting Coca-Cola that, again, can melt the funk off of your car battery. Statman, you're wading into it now, man.
Coca-Cola, bad.
Yeah, I've heard him say that you could pour a can of Coke in your toilet and clean the toilet. So,
wait, really?
Yeah, that's what I've read that on. Don't it's on the internet, so it must be true, right? So, yeah, I mean, we could go on and on about this, but I think McDonald's or bad hamburgers aren't killing 30 to 40,000 people a year. Maybe
you don't know that.
Yeah, maybe 1,000, but not 30 or 40,000. And especially the linkage and the optics between driving fast and alcohol, I think, needs to be addressed at some point if you want to be a socially responsible organization.
Coming up next, Freak Nation, we're going to give you a chance to sit back and enjoy a little repartee between yours truly and a telemarketer.
Oh, no. Are you going to play that?
Why not? You know, we just talked about a beverage that's killing 30,000 people a year. Why not just kind of jump in and add some levity to this conversation? And coming up next hour, Matt Hagan, NHRA Funny Car Champion a couple of times over, who's currently leading your points in the NHRA. Two races into it. Dude's won both of them, Phoenix and Pomona. More Speed Freaks coming up from Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Howdy, it's me again, Jeff from Cat Spa Litter. A big fancy pants ad guy called and said I should hire a professional announcer. Said I didn't have a voice for a radio. Can't hurt my feelings. Don't have a face for TV neither. There's only two things that's going to count. Your cat likes it, your nose likes not smelling cat urine. Hey, you see, we make cat spa litter from coconut husk. Nothing else. It's unique. Got a patent from the U.S. government. 100% zaps the urine smell in the litter box, and that's guaranteed. Just scoop it daily and stir it up. Hey, that's it. You won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Do your cat and your nose and your neighbor's nose a favor. And thank you for helping me prove that the fancy pants ad guy, he's wrong.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Oh, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's V-R-O-O-M.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
This segment brought to you by our friends at Lucas Oil. You log on to lucasoil.com and find your righteous lube for your righteous ride. Hot rods, classic cars, everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking, agricultural, industrial, motorcycle, marine, outdoor. Lucas Oil has it for you at lucasoil.com. Now, every now and then here in the Freak Nation, we tend to take a left turn when we should have turned right. And I'm taking a left turn right about now because we need some levity here on this planet. And I don't know about you, Freak Nation, but I get some disturbing telemarketing calls, not just because they're just idiotic, but they just call at the wrong times a lot of times. But the way I've turned them into comedy is I do take their calls and I just go off. Not hatred and spewing BS.
No, you're like more in the embarrassing realm. You want to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, I speak in tongue. I speak in tongue. I speak tongue, in fact. I speak tongue with telemarketers.
Oh, and there it is. There's your hashtag.
But
tongue with telemarketers.
And this is about a little over 2 minutes long, and just bear with me on this. And I got a call. Once you hit 50, you start getting all these crazy calls about retiring and retirement and AARP and heart monitors and all this kind of – this was – an organization calling about a heart, what is it, Crasher? A heart, not heart alert system, but a...
It's like the quick alert, the thing you wear, whether it's on your wrist or over your, around your neck.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yes, exactly. So,
yes.
You'll get, the biggest kick out of this really isn't the insane conversation that I have with this woman. It's that she can here it is. It's me with a telemarketer, and just enjoy, Freak Nation. Yes, this is, of course, Speed Freaks.
So what address would you like your emergency medical alert system shipped to?
I've got a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Now, will the nurse come over and change my colostomy bag once or twice a day?
Well, sir, it's by depending on your situation, what you need help with. You know, it's just by pushing your button.
Right.
They'll talk to an emergency response operator, and they'll evaluate your situation and get the help that you need. So, sir, what address would you like your medical alert system shipped to?
Gosh. I'm just having the most difficult time filling out my 1099 miscellaneous form. I was curious if a nurse could help me with that.
Okay. Well, what address would you like your medical alert system shipped to, sir?
Oh, man, I hang out at the state capitol quite a bit in Arizona.
I'm sorry?
I said I hang out at the state capitol quite a bit in Arizona.
Okay. Well, what address would you like your medical alert system shipped to?
There's a palm tree at 5th and Central that I have a lien to that you could send it to.
In Arizona?
Yeah. You know where that is? Hello?
Hello, sir. I'm here. So what address are we shipping this to, sir?
Wherever the palm tree is, it's 2nd and Central. I don't know what that is.
What's your address?
Bone Swallower.
Oh, let's see.
I'm a tennis fan, too.
I mean, I got an address here, sir.
Okay.
Is it 4 Tinglewood Drive?
Number 102.
Suite 102. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, happy Ash Wednesday to you, Clarice.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. The phone's breaking up a little bit.
It's crazy.
So, sir, so that's the address that's best to send it to you. Here's the original Tinglewood Drive.
I'm going to the circus, so if we can just have it delivered there.
Yeah. Well, whichever address you prefer to send it to, sir.
Okay.
What address would that be?
You realize that in 1969, Jim Morrison was arrested on this day for showing his penis?
No, I was not aware, sir, but thank you.
Okay.
So, is that a good address? No. Tanglewood Drive?
I don't even know what that address is.
Okay. Well, sir, what address would you like your medical alert system shipped to?
Have you ever tried to tune Stairway to Heaven in a D-flat?
What, sir?
I'm just trying to tune my guitar in D-flat and play Stairway to Heaven.
No, I don't play the guitar.
No. All right, well, I gotta go change my bag. Thank you.
Well, sir, what address would you like this shipped to?
I gotta go change my bag.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's classic. You couldn't write that script. That's classic.
No. She was so persistent to get my address. I could have insulted every person part of her family tree, and she still wanted that address to send that apparatus.
It's called commission.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking of a similar thing that happened to me once. We were out on a remote with the news crew, and we got hungry, so we asked for a pizza to be delivered to the white truck at the corner of Bixel, and you know, and they had to explain to him 3 or 4 times, it's the white truck, you'll see it there.
Oh, wow. Oh, telemarketers, I know you've got a job to do, but dang it, if you call that number again, I'm promising you, your name will not be used, but your voice just might, and probably I'll get sued, but who gives a damn? Got some laugh out of it.
A lot of people got a laugh out of that.
That is greatness.
You told her about your colostomy bag. You asked her about tuning a guitar to Stairway to Heaven. You told her Happy Ash Wednesday.
I was surprised she didn't know that last Wednesday was the anniversary of 1969 of the Doors, Jim Morrison, being arrested for allegedly showing his schlong in Miami. Yeah,
she didn't sound
greatest.
Like she would even know who Jim Morrison was.
No.
Not unless it paid her some money.
Right, not unless you gave her your address. That's right.
You see there? Jim Morrison needed one of those coronary alert systems. My goodness. Coming up next hour, Matt Hagen, NHRA Funny Car winner from Pomona and from Phoenix, your points leader. Got a couple NHRA Funny Car championships. He's going to join us next hour. Did you miss the Brad Keselowski interview we had earlier this hour? We'll hear some highlights from that coming up. And follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks. We're asking you, Freak Nation, currently on our poll in regards to a report coming out of the Las Vegas Journal saying that, allegedly, Las Vegas is in talks of bringing in a second cup race. We're giving you a choice. Which cup race would you like to get rid of to get that second Vegas race? New Hampshire, Texas, Charlotte, or Kentucky? Looks like New Hampshire's still leading by a few percentage points. Again, Matt Hagen and Brad Keselowski coming up the Speed Freaks Pits and, you betcha, the Lucas Oil Studios. And that's lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
What you got living with a cat is compromise. Of course, cats want you to do the compromising, right? Including the litter box. You're probably using one your cat likes. But the smell, after a week, woo-wee. Here's something that's new and better. Go to catspotlitter.com. CatSpot, it's 100% natural coconut husk. Hey, we got a patent. It's earth-friendly. Just scoop it daily and stir it up. 100% zaps cat urine smell. Guaranteed. When your cat's done, just spread it on your lawn or garden. It's not like those 8 billion pounds of clay or silica litters jamming up the landfill. You won't find it in the stores. We FedEx it right to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com, you watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it. This is Jeff. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's V-R-O-O-M.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com, you find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle-free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com, V-R-O-O-M.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get 4 No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You are listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
And powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Sex
second hour of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for hanging out. Coming up, we're going to hear from Matt Hagen, NHRA Funny Car points leader. Won the last two races in the NHRA. Well, of course, there's only been two races. Two championships to his name and a dominating team. He's going to join us this hour. Also, we're going to hear from Brad Keselowski, and he checked in with us last hour. We got some highlights from that interview. We're going to get to momentarily.
Hey, what was that?
Highlights.
No, it sounded like howl lights.
How? So, yeah, Matt, BK going to be checking in with the Freaks. Matt Hagen, not much motorsports as well. We also talked about a number of things, including, you know, where Jimmy Johnson and Dale Earnhardt Jr. sit right now. We'll get to that momentarily. But here are your particulars, Freak Nation. Follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks. On Facebook, we're there for you. Your phone number, 800-878-7529, 800-878-7529. Long-form email, pitcrew at speedfreaks.tv. Yeah, man. Brad Keselowski steals a big, big win at Atlanta from Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick leading, just dominating, and then, bam, decides to speed through pit road and gets sent to the back of the pack.
So the pit road speed limit is 50 miles per hour.
Got it.
Do you want to know what Kevin Harvick was driving?
I want to. Yeah, sure do.
50.07 miles an hour.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. Sure. That is it.
You've got to be
50.
Kidding me.
.07? 50.07.
0.07 of a mile an hour over the limit, and they took that race away from him.
Yep.
Whoa. Now, I thought there was some margin of error there for the driver where there was a mile or two over 50.
That's what I thought. But in the race, as soon as they found out they were penalized, that is what his crew chief said over the radio to him. Kevin, your speed was 50.07 miles an hour.
Whoa. Holy smokes.
That was the first thing that came through my mind, because I thought for sure there was a little bit of an error pocket, so to speak. Like you said, margin of error.
That is,
because that's
nuts.
Way too cutting it close.
There's the stat, man. There's got to be more that comes out of this week, if that's really what we're sitting at, or if that's Kevin Harvick's crew chief trying to pacify Harvick.
Well,
pacify?
Yeah. I would have thought that he would have, if he knew that, I would have thought he would have said something at the post race when they stuck a mic in front of his face. But in theory, he was over the 50 miles an hour. So, you know, they got to do what they got to do, whether you're 0.07 or 0.7 or 7. You got to plug him. But that's unfair.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's also, when the cop pulls you over, how fast were you going? Or how fast was I going? Sir, you're going 56 at a 55. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that sign over there says 55. You went 56. You went faster than the speed limit. But everybody listening to me right now, the majority of you think, well, we got a 10-mile-an-hour cushion.
Yes!
That's what I do. I've got a 10-mile-an-hour cushion in my head.
Now, there's,
yes, there's a 10-mile-an-hour cushion.
There's a speed trap on the Olympic Peninsula outside Washington going to Ocean Shores, where every 2 miles they have a different speed posted between 45, 50, and 55. And there's no rhythm. So when you go through there, you never know if you're in the 45 zone, the 50 zone, or the 55 zone.
And, okay, that's not fair.
Well,
that is not fair.
But, you know, they busted me for going 52 and a 50, and it was $93. The last sign I saw was 55, so I just kept it below the limit, and apparently there was a 50 sign that I didn't see, and they got me.
Ah, this just in. This just in from Statman. We do have audio from that ticket. No, that's not it. Here's the audio. Was that what you were singing to the cop when he walked up to you, Statman?
No, when a cop walks up to you at night, and you're the you're with a Latino guy, and the two of you are the only non-white faces in 20 square miles. If he'd have said, stand on your head and dance to that music, I'd have done that.
Actually, this is the audio that we got from Statman being pulled over and given the ticket. Statman was trying to talk his way out of anything. Sorry about this, Statman.
I asked God to send me a white girl with a big booty.
That's it.
Oh, stop recording talk shows, Kenny.
No, if I'd have had that, he'd have just plugged me right there in the car. He wouldn't have even bothered writing the ticket.
Kyle Busch, dude, was cracking on some good years after his Daytona 500 crash. Is it karma? According to NASCAR.com's Kenny Bruce, there was a fan hanging out Sunday morning this morning in the Joe Gibbs garage area and decided to step in a used oil pan, spilling all that oil over a couple of tires of the number 18. But damn it, after a quick trip to the Goodyear Tire Center, those tires were cleaned and return to the team. Yeah, that happened today. That happened. A.J. Allmendinger faces a 35-point penalty. We'll find out either Tuesday or Wednesday if S is for real. What happened was, evidently, three of his lug nuts were loose at the end of the race, which, according to rules, he can be punished up to 35 points. Crew chief can be suspended for three races. And a $65,000 fine. Currently, A.J. Allmendinger sitting in the 11th spot because he had a big-time Daytona 500. He finished in 26th this afternoon. And if he does get popped for 35, it'll put him, 35th.
I think, yeah, you said
in
35.
Points.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But it's because we're so early in the season and the points are tight. So, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. And Las Vegas just might get a second race, according to the Las Vegas
Frickin' finally
Journal Review. That track is owned by Bruton Smith
and
SMI. It's not owned by NASCAR. Like, the majority of the tracks are owned by NASCAR. But this is owned by Bruton Smith and SMI. Texas, Sonoma, Kentucky, New Hampshire, Charlotte. And we're asking you, Freak Nation, at Speed Freaks on Twitter, what race would you like to see dumped to get a second race in Las Vegas? Now, Statman, in a little bit of our pre-show discussion, you thought this was interesting that Las Vegas is looking into a second race because why?
I don't think they need a second race. Or how does Las Vegas support the NHL? They already have an NHL team. They're talking about getting an NFL team. How are they going to, and they're $2.5 million to pay for the rights to have this second race, plus build stadiums all over town, plus all the infrastructure, just finding water for the 2.5 million people that live there. Do they need a second NASCAR race?
You know, you bring up good points there. Let's say we were in this discussion 2 years ago, prior to the thought of an NFL team coming to Vegas or an NHL team coming to Vegas. And yes, you're right. Those new stadiums, Vegas, the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, continues to sell out and continues to bring so many people in from out of town. That race absolutely, or that track absolutely deserves a second race because they've proven that they can support it with revenue from outside the state or outside the city. Tracks like New Hampshire can't say that. Tracks like Kentucky can't say that. And sadly, I love Texas Motor Speedway, but their attendance hasn't been proving that either. So Vegas is the one Bruton Smith track. And I was decently impressed with the Atlanta race today, the attendance there. But Vegas is the one of all the Bruton Smith tracks that continues to outdo everyone else in that,
hey,
in that portfolio.
Statman, I got some numbers for you. How about this? Now, January of this year was a pretty big month in Las Vegas for gambling and books, casinos. This is the first time in a long time that the casino's books combined lost money. All right? Because of just some backwards ass games.
Football.
And, of course, the Clemson ass whooping, to everybody's delight, of Alabama
But on top of that, here are some figures that were released, Statman. Crasher, Freak Nation. Nevada Casino Sportsbooks posted their first losing football month in 4 years last month. However, figures released by the Nevada Gaming Control Board show statewide gaming revenue of $1.04 billion in January.
Oh, my God.
In January.
Oh. $1 billion in 1 month.
Not a year. In 1 month, a healthy 12% higher than the same month last year and the highest monthly total since February 2013. The last time the state topped the 1 billion mark was July 2016. I'm in the first-class traveling sector. $1 billion in 1 month.
Well, they could get whatever money they would make from a NASCAR race, they could get back by adding another 10-cent bed tax on hotels. So, you know, they don't have – plus, I wouldn't trust any number that's based on cash money coming over the transom. There's, you know, I mean, especially when you get a government that's coming in and talking about deregulation and tax cuts and all that stuff. They can say whatever they want to that as far as the cash money that they want to bring in. I just don't think that – I don't think they need another – I don't think – they got to figure out how to support what they're talking about doing now. Or on the other side of the coin, of all the things they're talking about doing now, the easiest thing to do would be to give NASCAR $2.5 million versus $2.5 billion to build a stadium – and bring a team in, and they make more money.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. Coming up, we have Matt Hagan, NHRA Funny Car winner from Phoenix last week. He's going to join us. He's your points leader, and he's won both Funny Car races, Pomona and Phoenix. We caught up with Brad Kozlowski last hour, talked to him about a number of things. If you want the full interview, go to the website. We'll have it up there for you tomorrow morning. But talking to Brad Kozlowski, we kicked it off asking him the question in regards to Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick wins stage one, stage two, and is going on to win the third stage, the race, the final stage, until he decides to speed through pit road and puts him at the back of the lead lap. So we asked Brad Kozlowski, your winner from Atlanta, what do you think is going on through Kevin Harvick's mind right about now? Because we know, BK, you've had races like this yanked from you.
Well, I don't know what Kevin's thinking, but I know what I think when that happens to me, and it sucks. But you know, when you win races like this, that it's kind of like it made up for that one, right? And that's how it's going to go. I'm going to have a race this year, I'm sure, where we're going to lead a bunch of laps, dominate, and it's going to fall apart at the end. It's going to suck. And when I do, I'm going to get back, and I'm going to think about it when I'm at night, trying to go to bed at night. And I'm going to remember tonight here in Atlanta, where we weren't the most dominant car, but we're able to put everything together at the end and bring it home. And that's just part of how the sport works.
And you actually had a conversation with your crew chief where you guys could have been at odds with each other during that race, where you basically both, what it sounds like, talked yourself off the ledge and said, guys, we win and lose as a team.
Yeah, well, you do. It's really that simple. This is a hard sport to win at. And you're not going to win by yourself. Drivers don't win races. Teams win races. And you always got to keep that in perspective, or at least I feel like you do.
Brad Kozlowski, one thing Harvick said in his post-race interview that didn't make a lot of sense to me. He said the pit lane here in Atlanta, you're going through there, it's a little bit bumpy, and you don't really know always where you're at speed-wise. Is that true? Is there nothing on your dash that can show you that you're exactly 50 miles an hour or above or beyond?
I don't know if I want to speak exactly for Kevin and what he means, but I can tell you that, you know, the tools that you have in the car are more of an approximation, and they're not perfect. They don't hold a consistent number, so you're left kind of making guesses. And I think that's what he was alluding to. I know that's how I feel in the car. And so trying to maintain a pit road speed is very difficult for sure.
The Atlanta Cup winner Brad Kozlowski is in the Speed Freaks pits. Brad, you've won races before you had a family, before the children. Now you're winning races with children. The emotions must be a lot different when you have kids involved in your career.
You know, it just, it always means more when you can celebrate it with family. You guys know it yourself. It's anything you do, with family is more special, and it lasts longer. The highs are higher, the lows can be lower. That's for sure. But I'm very thankful. So, you know, I lived a large part of my life without having a wife or kids. And, you know, I just now got married. I'm 33 years old. So, I feel like, a very fortunate man.
You know, this year, 2017, is it the new Monster sponsorship? Is it stage racing? Or is it just that you got to be a married man to get into Victory Lane this year?
Well, if Dale Jr. wins next week, you're going to know the story behind that one.
Brad Keselowski joining the Freaks. And when you've got a family such as you that you have, and you have a number of drivers that do have families, and there was always a knock against drivers that would have families and children and how it kind of took the edge off of them as a driver. Has it taken the edge off of you as a driver?
I think you're just happier. You know, the schedule is a grind. I'm very thankful for what I do and opportunities I have. But, you know, your time with your family is your time that helps you relax and gain some perspective. And I don't know how to describe that to someone that doesn't have a family, but I think those that have one probably understand it better.
Yeah, Brad Keselowski, spot on with that. When you have those a two-year-old with two eyes looking up at daddy, I don't give a damn how rough you can be. It does take the edge off, and in a good way, Brad.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Same thing with her mama, too.
But yeah, baby, saying all the right things. I'm loving this interview. You know, does your daughter, Scarlett, she probably doesn't get the whole thing of racing yet. She's only two, but does she understand, go, 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 daddy?
You know, that's a good question. She's learning so much every day. She understands go to the racetrack with daddy. But I don't know if she understands the racing thing yet, but believe me, she's getting a crash course education.
Are you fully embracing this segment racing? Do you fully understand it? Do you like where it's going at this point?
Yeah, I do. I think it added something to the race today that it wouldn't have existed before. And I think that's a good thing in general. I think it puts emphasis earlier in the race. I know that I had an issue in the second segment that I had to recover from. And driving through the field, I felt the increased sense of urgency to try to get spots. Where before that, I might have taken it a little bit easier and let the race come to it.
And what was it about Atlanta? You'd never won at Atlanta.
You know, we just hadn't been able to put it together. We had one opportunity to win here, or two opportunities with really fast cars in 13 and 14. And we blew up in 13 and got caught up in a wreck in 14. And those were real bummers. But this year we were able to bring a fast car and just not have any bad luck. And we'll take it.
Brad Keselowski, joining the Freaks. Buddy, continue to celebrate. Thank you for joining the Freak Nation, man.
We're going to keep on going. Thank you, guys.
For the full interview, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv, with Brad Keselowski joining the Freaks. Coming up in a moment, your stat man, Scat. Trans Am. Does that bring back some memories? The season kicked off, and Statman's going to talk about that coming up in his Statman Scat. As well as Matt Hagan, NHRA Funny Car champion a couple of times over, currently leading the points. He's won both races, kicks off at Pomona in the 2017 season, wins that, then wins Phoenix. It's crazy what this guy's doing. And given the issues of his offseason of losing his brother, it's nuts. This guy's killing it. Matt Hagan coming up, Speed Freaks Pits. Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
In 2012, I was involved in a broadcasting project involving the Trans Am series. I met lots of people, some I hope I'd never see or hear from again. But among the good guys was Cliff Eben of Appleton, Wisconsin. Cliff drove a box white Mustang out of a passion for the Blue Oval. A piece of weirdness occurred when the drive shaft exploded with a bang early in that season. The blast force traveled through the gear shift lever, breaking the weakest link, Cliff's arm. Well, the Trans Am 2017 season opened this weekend in Sebring, with Eben taking the TA category win Sunday. It was popular everywhere, but in the Tommy Dreese and David Pintarik worlds, they finished second and third, respectively. My favorite, two-time defending champion and fellow Buckeye Amy Ruman, was sixth after starting third. If you love American Iron, Rolling Thunder, and GM parades, you'll probably love Trans Am, especially when a Ford covers them all. Peace.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Howdy, my name's Jeff. I'm from the Show Me State, Missouri. We process coconuts. We got a patent.
Turns out nothing better for soaking up the wet stuff. It's used on fire trucks, used on farms. One day a cat's walking around the plant, nature called, picks a spot in our product, shows me it's a better kitty litter. Cat spot is what we call it. Different, all natural, dust free, earth friendly. Zaps cat urine smell. Hey, it's guaranteed. Scoop it and stir it daily. End of the month, toss it in your lawn, put it in your garden. It's not like those clay or silica litters that clog up all the landfills to the tune of about 8 billion pounds a year. Hey, you won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Looking for more performance out of your car or truck? Looking to do it without breaking the bank? Then look no further than Lucas Octane Booster. Just one little bottle can increase the boost from your turbocharger while promoting a clean fuel burn for lower emissions. Lucas Octane Booster is a genuine engine performance enhancer that is safe for turbos, oxygen sensors, and catalytic converters. It stops the NOx while raising MPG in high compression engines. Not bad from one little red bottle.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
With Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, following us on Twitter at Speed Freaks. Of course, they're on Facebook at the website speedfreaks.tv. Missed him last week, but damn it, it's been a week since we had any contact with this guy. Matt Hagan, NHRA Funny Car Champion a couple times over, and your points leader in the NHRA. And it sounds like we interrupted him in a workout. And we liked your voicemail, Matt Hagan. What'd you say, cowboy extraordinaire or cow farmer?
Cattle farmer extraordinaire, I guess. I hadn't heard it in a while, man. But my wife, she hates it. You know, she's like, if you don't change that thing, you're tired of hearing it, you know?
Well, maybe that can be your thing this year. You change your voicemail message every 2 or 3 weeks, because you really should add, undefeated NHRA Funny Car Champion to it right now.
Well, the thing about being undefeated is always someone trying to beat you, you know. So this is a pretty humbling sport. I mean, it's the highs and the lows of lows. And right now we're on a high for sure. You know, we got a lot going for us. But, you know, it doesn't take much to get back down there to that bottom. You know what I mean?
But what is it? What is with Don Schumacher Racing to kick off the season? I don't care if it's Funny Car, Top Fuel, nobody can even sniff you guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people knocking on the door. You know, we've just had some stuff go our ways. You know what I mean? I know Leah won on a whole shot, and I won on a whole shot. And, you know, those are rounds that could have easily gone some different ways. And we've just had a really fast race car, too. You know, Dickie Venable this year has just done a lot of work over the winter, you know, on our chassis and some setups and some different things. And it's just really paying off, you know. And, you know, he even, like, worked on my steering and different things over the winter. And, you know, it really took the time and did some things that are just helping the drivability of the car and, you know, just being able to, you know, with my reaction times and stuff that they're doing with the chassis and different things like that are just, it's been huge, you know? So, you know, you put the work in and hopefully you get the payback, you know?
NHRA Funny Car points leader, Matt Hagan, joining Speed Freaks. And Matt, what's the difference between going into a week after a win versus going into a week after a loss for you personally?
Well, you got that momentum, man. You know, I mean, you keep that ball rolling. You try to, and your guys are on a high, and everybody's feeling good. And, you know, it just takes one bad round or one big explosion to upset all that stuff, you know. And you hope that doesn't happen. And you got to, you know, just kind of keep the momentum up and everybody, you know, pumped up and ready to go. And we got one new guy on the car, and, you know, he's doing a good job. And sorry, I'm still trying to catch my breath. I'm like sucking in here. But
speaking of being pumped up.
yeah, no doubt. But you know, it's just we got one new guy on the car, and Alex Conway had to step up this year and be the car chief, and he's just doing a great job, man, and keeping the guys going. And, you know, it just takes people that are leaders, and I think that, you know, right now I've been able to surround myself this year with a really good group, you know, and I'm pumped up about that.
Matt Hagan, you and I talked before Pomona. It was impressive, the workout that you've been doing in the off season. We just interrupted a workout. What were you doing to continue this NHRA season?
I was just doing some arms, you know, shoulders, tries and buys and some forearms. But, you know, hopefully hit that treadmill here in a little bit so I'm not sucking wind so bad when I try to give an interview, you know what I mean, and get in shape, get heart in shape, get the lungs in shape. But, you know, I think it's good just to be, you know, fit mentally and physically, be well-rounded behind the steering wheel. You know, I think a lot of times there's so many things that you can do to make yourself better as a person, better as a driver, just be well-rounded, you know, and it's not all about just pumping weights and, you know, getting on the treadmill and trying to be lean and mean. It's about, you know, some of the mental stuff that you do, you know, and some of the stuff that you prepare yourself for some of the folks that you race and their game plan and different things and how they drive the car and just, you know, how they're going to stage the cars and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I think you have to look at it all and take it all into perspective and not just go up there and try to race your race car, you know.
All right, Matt Hagan, here's a crazy question. We just talked about staging, getting ready for a drag race. Who's the worst at staging, getting ready for that big drag race?
Gosh, you know, I mean, Courtney's been taking a long time coming in. You know, Force is notorious for it. You know, there's some people like Robert, man, he jumps in there. It's like hit the race to get in there and stage a car. And that's how I've always been, is just, you know, basically let's race these things, you know, I mean, let the car do the talking. You know, you play all the games you want to, but at the end of the day, you got 6 seconds to six or seven. I don't know. I lose count, but you got a few seconds to get your deal in there and get it done, and you get red lit. So, you know, I guess one of them deals where you, when you're out on the pedal and you're over there and you're like, come on, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. Like a lot of times they're having problems or they're just not sure what they're doing or they get out of routine and stuff. But most of the time, everybody out here that's been on here is a pretty good racer, and they know what they're doing. So it's like, you know, get it together. Let's go race these race cars. And, you know, I'm not knocking her or slighting her or anything like that. She just takes a long time coming in, and I think, you know, you have to prepare for that. You go up there, and you go, well, I'm going to give her a four count, and then I'm going to pull my pumps on, and I'm going to stage my car, you know, that kind of thing. And with John, you give him a six or eight count, and then you pull your pumps on, and you stage your car, you know. So you just have to be aware of who you're racing and when you're racing them and what you got to do, you know.
Matt Hagan, NHRA Funny Car points leader, joining Speed Freaks. And Matt, you've got your boss, Don Schumacher, John at your boss as a driver. Where does that put you?
On my boss's side.
Well, no. No, is that just something added out there that you don't want to worry about? Like with your own, when two of the biggest teams in all of drag racing are jawing each other, does that do you any better there at the starting line?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great for a sport, man. We need some rivalry. We need somebody out there. We need like a guy like Ace McCullough throwing fists out there, man. I mean, that's who wouldn't tune in to watch that? You know what I mean? So it's just not that I want to beat anybody up or anything like that, but we need drama in our sport. You know what I mean? Everybody shaking hands and kissing each other. Nobody cares. You know what I mean? Like, who wants to see that? That's great. It's great sportsmanship, and I respect that, and I have respect for that. But it's just it's dull. It's nothing. It's no drama. So, yeah, I mean, I'm like, these two old 60, 70-year-old guys, I'd love to see them mix it up, man, throw down right there on the start line, you know. But it's, you know, it's like anything. We need drama. We need rivalries. We need things for people to root for people to hate. You know what I mean? I've had plenty of people come up to me and you know, they're like, Hagan, I love you. And I've had people come up to me and like, Hagan, I hate you. You suck. You know, you're awful. You know, so, you know, you're like, wow. You got to either have people that love you or love to hate you, you know, and that's just what we got to have, you know, out there. And I think it's just a good thing. You know, I mean, not everybody has to like each other, you know?
All right. Wait a minute, Matt Hagan, you're an outdoor guy, a rugged guy. Didn't you just settle things man to man, or did you let stuff drag on?
Well, I don't know. I had a cow try to settle with me this morning catching her calf, you know. So she climbed all the way up in we have these, like, mules and gators and stuff. And she was all the way up in there sitting on my lap trying to get her calf, you know. And I don't know, you know, sometimes someone bigger than you, you just kind of let them do their thing, you know. But it's, you know, I was trying to get out the way this morning. But I don't know about settling it, you know what I mean. It's just one of those deals where, you know, you got to go out there and do you. And you can't be afraid to say what you got to say and be who you are. You know what I mean? I think a lot of times our sport's so politically correct that, you know, you worry about everything that comes out of your mouth and everything that you do. Well, you're human. You're going to say stuff that might offend somebody. You're going to do stuff that might offend somebody. But at the end of the day, if you're not you and you're not being real, then who are you? You know what I mean? And that's just the way I've always seen it, the way I always want to portray myself and the way I'm always going to be.
You know what, Matt Hagan, speaking of being real, I don't know. This is a weird question for me, too. It's a very real year for you because you lost your brother in the off season, and I lost my dad when I was young, and there are times when I take him with me everywhere I go, but on the big moments, I always say a little something, or I think about him just a little bit of something like, hey, man, I know you're riding with me, or I know you're doing this with me. Is that you at the starting line with your brother every single time this year?
Yeah, I think so, man. I mean, you know, it's one of the, not man, but sorry. but you know, I think so, you know what I mean? It's one of the things where, I've had a lot of death in the off season. I lost my grandfather, which you expected. He was 84 years old. You know, and you plan for that. But my brother being 33, about ready to turn 34, you know, went to sleep and never woke up kind of thing. And you don't plan for that, you know, and it catches you off guard and you don't know how to deal with it and prepare for it. And it just, it's pretty devastating, you know, and, you know, I'm not the first person to lose somebody and won't be the last, you know, but you got to learn how to deal with it and learn how to, you know, put it in perspective and try to make something positive out of it. And for me, that's, you know, I really, you know, I don't take anything for granted anymore. I think it, you know, I was 15 months older than him, and he, like I said, he went to sleep and never woke back up, you know, and you're thinking why or what, and, you know, you put in all types of different scenarios and situations in your head, and there's just no rhyme or reason for it sometimes, but it's just one of those things where you have to deal with it. And for me, I look at it like I'm not going to take anything for granted. And, you know, every lap's going to count, every pass that we make, everything we do has a purpose, you know. And it also is really, you know, it opened up my eyes with my kids. You know, I'm 34 years old, and I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old and a 5-month-old. And, you know, it's like, wow, I'm gone from these kids so much, you know. And I don't know, you know, I mean, it puts stuff in perspective of how long I really want to do this and how, you know, should I be spending more time with my kids? And I've already accomplished everything I wanted to out here drag racing, but I still have a passion for drag racing. So it raises a lot of question marks and a lot of different things in your life when stuff like that happens, when you have such a close death in the family. And, you know, for me right now, I'm driving this race car with a purpose, you know, and that's the way I look at it all year long, that every lap counts, and every time you get a shot at that tree, it counts. And yeah, he's riding along with me, and, you know, it's one of the deals, I put a mural on the back of my helmet, and, you know, he's just there this year, you know?
That's so cool. My dad was 33, too. So only the good die young, right?
Yeah, the rest of us got to hang out here.
That's right.
Matt, has anybody, whether inside your camp or inside the walls of the NHRA, said that you are a different person after these last two races? Granted, you won both of them, but your focus or your demeanor, your conversations, have they pointed anything out that's different?
Yeah, I mean, I think my assistant crew chief, you know, he said, I've never seen you this focused. You know, he said, you're driving with a purpose this year. And, you know, I hope that's the case, you know, but I just, you know, I just want to do me, man. And, you know, and I really want to just make sure that I don't take anything for granted, you know, and go up there and just try to kill the tree each run and keep my car in my lane, which I didn't do almost in the semifinals with Taps, you know, but, you know, it was a big stink and controversy. But, you know, going back to that, it's just one of those things where things are going to happen and you gotta try to reel these cars back in. And I just want to, you know, I want to just be focused this year, you know, and take every lap out there like it's got a purpose, you know.
Matt Hagan getting set for the Gator Nationals next weekend, joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. Hagan, it's always a great time when you roll in the Freak Nation, and at the very least, it means you won your damn race.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. You know, I mean, I hate that I'm sucking wind, and it's probably hard to hear me, but I'll get myself in shape, you know. And, mm-hmm. and it's one of those deals where I want to thank all your listeners for tuning in, and they might not want to hear me huff and puff tonight, but really appreciate it, and that means a lot to our sponsors like Mopar and Penzel and Freightliner and Sandvik and everybody that supports this deal, because without your listeners that are going out here supporting what we're doing, we can't do it, man. So it really means a lot.
You know what, though? You're keeping it real. Huffing and puffing is keeping it real.
I reckon so.
Yes.
All right, Hagan, go out there and huff and puff and go do some more cow tipping.
All right, man. We'll do it.
See ya.
Thank you.
See you guys. Thank you.
And you look at a guy like Hagan checking in just after or during a freaking workout with the Freak Nation. In order to sound like that, the guy, we could have gone on for another 20 minutes with Matt Hagan.
Oh, without question. Without question. Dude is just, how can you not want it for him this year? I mean, seriously.
Incredible Hulk. I mean, you got to see him. What he's turned himself into in the years that he's been on the NHRA circuit, it's just that it's 180 degrees from where he started to where he is now. I mean, he just gets bigger every time you look at him.
You have interviews like that, and I just get to the point where you go, damn it, I can't ask him another question. I'm curious, a guy his size and the intensity of his workouts at this point, how does that add to his reaction time? How does that add to his driving capabilities of 4 seconds? Where is the breakdown in that? Does that
you mean with added weight?
No,
added
just in
weight?
General. Where all this workout for a drag racer? Again, we saw dudes in the 60s and 70s kicking ass that shouldn't even be able to fit in a car.
And they would not race well against these super fit drivers today.
What is it?
You heard Brittany Forrest, was it last week when we had her on, when she said they noticed some pullbacks consistently from her reaction times. And they had her do a lot of leg workouts in the off season to get her legs stronger to be able to mash the gas faster. And it's already proven to work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that element of it on just how just a tiny bit of added weight, added muscle can help with even your reaction time. You wouldn't think about something, but when you're talking about milliseconds, it matters.
Well, that's my point. Where's that number breakdown that if you're at 5% body fat and you're at the peak of your build, does that knock off a thousandth of a second or a hundredth of a second? I don't know. I know I'm trying to split hairs here, but.
No, you're not. If you're talking about going that fast, a split second is 30 or 40 feet. So if you're talking about winning or losing, and how many times does a guy, especially on the launch, how many times does a guy leave quicker, run a slower time, but still win the race because he started before the other guy did? So yeah, the guy that you really should have a conversation with is Jack Beckman. Because I mentioned to him about instinct once, excuse me, and he said, it's not instinct, because instinct is when you get hungry, you go get something to eat. You have to be able to get that light, that clock. I mean, the starting light. You have to get that so that it's almost second nature. It's not instinctive. It's something you do, and you beat the other guy there in that first 60 feet. So everything that you do to prepare yourself, everything that you do to get yourself into shape to handle the 5G launch and the 4G stop, that is what's important. And you can do that four or five times in a week, in a day, in a competition, then that's going to make you better prepared to win events and win championships. And I think that's what Hagan is talking about, in addition to probably losing himself in his workouts over the loss that he experienced this summer. So, I had some, when you turn the mic off, some of these guys get really, add a lot to what they're saying.
Freak Nation, coming up in Not Much Motorsports, cockroaches and your bread. That's next Speed Freaks Pits in Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Howdy, my name's Jeff. I'm from the Show Me State, Missouri. We process coconuts. We got a patent? Turns out nothing better for soaking up the wet stuff. It's used on fire trucks, used on farms. One day a cat's walking around the plant, nature called, picks a spot in our product, shows me it's a better kitty litter. Cat spot is what we call it. Different, all natural, dust-free, earth-friendly. Zaps cat urine smell. Hey, it's guaranteed. Scoop it and stir it daily. End of the month, toss it in your lawn, put it in your garden. It's not like those clay or silica litters that clog up all the landfills to the tune of about 8 billion pounds a year. Hey, you won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four no-mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Going to wrap it up with not much motorsports coming up in moments. Did you miss Brad Keselowski? Go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. We'll have it up there for you tomorrow morning. Did you vote on a poll at Speed Freaks on Twitter? Well, check it out at Speed Freaks. And, of course, Matt Hagan, NHRA Funny Car points leader, joined us last segment. We'll have it up there on the website at speedfreaks.tv.
Not much motorsports.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsports.
You freaks.
Not much motorsports.
All right. Going to end it with something to send you to bed with here momentarily. Brazilian scientists, they bake bread out of cockroach flour.
How does... I don't want to know.
With food shortage expected to become a major concern in the next decades, many experts believe that insects should become a major source of nutrients. There already are exotic insect-based recipes and restaurants putting bugs on their menus, if not in their soup, but this would be a major food industry shift with bugs actually replacing staples like wheat. A couple of Brazilian food scientists, after they won the Brazilian NASCAR race, decided to...
Wait, what?
Pound a few six packs of beer for Statman. And all right, so
come
these
on.
Brazilian scientists make a breakthrough in that area, successfully turning a species of cockroaches into flour for use in baking bread. These two engineering students at the University of the Rio Grande in Brazil have developed a flour made from cockroaches containing 40% more protein and regular wheat flour, it could be used to make all kinds of baked goods. It also contains lots of essential amino acids and lipids.
They've been doing that.
What about the diseases that those cockroaches carry? How do you get that?
Just cook their ass at 350, man.
They've been doing that in major cities in the U.S. for years.
Without unbeknownst to the customers.
Unbeknownst
to the
customer.
With a C rating.
Before being totally disgusted, the flour is not made from your common filthy bugs crawling through your kitchen, but a pedigree species called, they are sourced from a specialized breeder to meet the hygiene requirements of some damn organization, the Brazilian Health Service. There it is, Freak Nation.
BHL.
Hope you're snacking good tonight in your big old bed as you're listening to the Freaks. It's a big show. Thank you guys for being a part of it. We'll do it again next Sunday night. The website, speedfreaks.tv. Be sure you follow us on Twitter at speedfreaks and like us on Facebook. For everybody here in the Freak Nation, remember to shoot the juice to the moose and stat man.
Cut it loose.
Yep.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
Howdy, it's me again, Jeff from Cat's Paw Litter. A big fancy pants ad guy called and said I should hire a professional announcer. Said I didn't have a voice for a radio. Can't hurt my feelings. Don't have a face for TV neither. There's only two things that's going to count. Your cat likes it, your nose likes not smelling cat urine. Hey, you see, we make Cat's Paw Litter from coconut husk. Nothing else. It's unique. Got a patent from the U.S. government. 100% zaps the urine smell in the litter box, and that's guaranteed. Just scoop it daily and stir it up. Hey, that's it. You won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Do your cat and your nose and your neighbor's nose a favor. And thank you for helping me prove that the fancy pants ad guy, he's wrong.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Oh, that's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's V-R-O-O-M.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.